There are two levels to that question. The first one is that when Parliament eventually agreed on the membership of the entire oversight community, there was no objection in the country because the membership had managed to attract elements of political expediency from the Orange Democratic Movement and the PNU party in the Grand Coalition government. So at that level, people were agreed. However, what has happened tonight is a bit disturbing because a chair has been elected, whereas the Orange Democratic Movement members of parliament boycotted that meeting, which in effect means the decision is unilateral. So all we want to ask members of parliament and the Kenyan community at large is that parliament is reconvening tomorrow afternoon, and we shall address this.
Honorable Donny Kalwale, it seems the ODM is not pleased and has boycotted this. What will be the recourse, and can it be reversed?
Definitely, it is going to be redressed because as late as now, we have been holding consultations as members of parliament who are both from the ODM and the PNU side, and we think that the interest of the nation is more important than political party expediency.
What is the motivation behind this? Because obviously Kenyans are not necessarily pleased with how the proceedings went in parliament.
Well, the election did not take place in parliament. The election took place within the committee of oversight. They have made a bad decision, not by way of choice of the chair, but the due process. The due process is a bit wanting, so we are going to address this as the National Assembly in totality.
Do you think you will have majority of parliamentarians behind you as you push this idea of reversing what the Oversight Committee has done by electing the chairman and the deputy to see to the implementation of the constitution?
Chances are, when we make a decision as parliament, we might not necessarily reverse the decision to nominate, or rather, to elect Abdi Kader of PNU as the chairman and Madam Honorable Millie Odhiambo as the vice chair, Millie Odhiambo of ODM. But we are going to provide solutions that will make the ODM, which at this stage is aggrieved, to be satisfied.
Well, Honorable Donny Kalwale, if a representative from both sides have been elected to oversee the implementation of the constitution, what should be the problem about that?
Our problem as members of the Parliamentary Caucus on Reforms is to ensure that people with the vested interest for the presidential election of 2012 do not use the implementation of the constitution to advance their agenda. So we are completely decided that we are going to make sure that implementation of the new constitution is going to be nonpartisan. Whereas ODM has strong points, just as PNU has, we would like the interest of the Kenyans in general to take precedence.